At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of early break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are 10 days away from Give to Lincoln Day, where we will be at Cedars that morning. And I believe I have convinced him for us to be on the front porch.
Oh, God. That was the thing.
What's for the sake of our excitement level? I mean, and the people honking their horns driving by, it's amazing. Reminder, Cedars, a great place in 2020. This is Give to Lincoln Day.
Thursday,
okay. May 28th. We're going to show off, though, at some point, the brand new gym they have. It's for the kids, all because of you and your gifts on Give to Lincoln Day. Last year, Cedars served 2,600 kids and families. In the last year, Cedars provided 121,000 nights of care. That's what you do. Your donation is huge. Let's givetolincoln.com to donate to Cedars, which will be in 10 days from now. Husker baseball played this weekend. Another sweep. At Minnesota, it was they play so many crazy baseball games. Everything is just wild right now.
Friday night's game was epic.
So they win Thursday 12-7. We talked about that Friday. But Friday's game, they're down 6-1 in the ninth. Yeah. Probably going to be a loss.
No here. Big whoop.
Nope. What do they do? Just rattle off six runs, take a 7-6 lead, and they win 7-6. They refuse to lose.
Me and Dad are watching the game. I go, we need a pass ball. And they got one. They got a pass.
Wait a second. You said you need a pass ball.
Hand to God. I go, Dad, we need a pass ball right here. Ball bounces off the guy's glove. Mm-hmm. They had a chance for a play at home. But in essence, it was a pass ball. It wasn't a wild pitch.
The catcher biffed it?
Yeah, I kind of did. It was off. It just kind of – and it was rolling. It's going to be tight. And I'm like, oh, man, I think they're going to get him. And he made it home. But it was like, I go, we need a pass ball right here. It was –
Hey, you know what Connor's role has become, which I like?
His facial expressions?
He's just staying engaged. I think he's concerned about errors by us, so he's always listening to make sure we're on
he's
the right track.
He's our stat guy.
But then continue to do this.
But
this
pretty soon important. Here, he turns around to the computer, yep. And he's paying no attention to anything that's going on.
He's cutting some videos. Yeah, he's doing work, at least, on that computer.
So then what happened on Saturday?
Saturday, it was a great start, and then it got dicey. Nebraska was up 11-3.
Yeah.
11-3. And then the bullpen got involved, and it wasn't so pretty. Nebraska does win 14-11, but they allowed 8 runs out of the pen.
Didn't Unger close it, though?
He did.
He closed it in fine fashion, actually.
He did, but between the starter Blackovitz and Unger, it was not great.
Right.
What was it on? It was on... What was the game on
Saturday?
Was that
BTN Saturday? Plus?
Saturday? It was unwatchable. We couldn't see it.
I think it was BTN Plus.
There was no way for us to get it. But I'm checking.
It wasn't unwatchable because of bad play.
No,
it's just unwatchable.
It was on the Plus.
It was on the Plus. But
I thought that was a little harsh. Will would not.
No, it was not.
Would not appreciate that level of comment.
I could not get it turned on.
God dang, Nebraska's unwatchable.
I couldn't find it. It was a different deal. Yes. But then it's like you kept checking the score, and all of a sudden I'm going like,
hold
it. This game's been going for like 4.5 hours. I'm like,
it was a long game.
It was
four,
like,
what?
Well, they had 16 hits. Minnesota did. 16 hits.
What game? What day was that?
This is Saturday, the final. Yeah.
Saturday went that long, too, because the first game went that long.
It did go long.
You're
listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Hop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Been on forever.
5 hours?
25 runs would do that.
There's 25 runs. Think how long.
Five hours is too long.
Yeah, it's 25.
That's
runs.
A huge day.
You know
commitment.
How many times you change pitchers in a 25 run game?
I mean, did it go 458?
I've got to figure out what this was. It was.
Oh, it had to be.
Because Friday was 438.
Yeah, it had to be longer than that.
I don't know if it shows
I was checking
here.
The score forever. They kept saying, "We're in," you know, in the ninth, and I'm like, "Okay, about done." I refresh. Nope, still going.
That's incredible. I don't have the official time.
Connor,
of
could
the
you
game.
Find that for us? The official amount of
they put that on box scores usually.
I don't. I'm
Major League
the,
box
I'm looking
scores.
At the box score. I don't see it on here. You're right. They usually do. I don't see it here on the Huskers.com.
It was forever.
This is what I. While you're looking that up, I would say while I was listening to the McLaughlin and who does that?
Nick Handley.
Nick Handley. Handley had a good summation of the team. It's a well-rounded Nebraska team. Well-rounded. Good hitting, excellent hitting. They never stop. Pitching's good. They have bullpen issues. Defense is excellent. But the foremost trait is their resilience. They Agreed. Never, ever yeah. go
They're
away.
Down 6-1.
Right.
And they take the lead. They win 7-6.
Yeah. Did you take my hat?
I would never touch your hat. Trust me. That's
why? What are you
Farley.
Saying?
That was Farley.
You think I'm unclean?
No, I just don't. Never, that, you don't
do, you
grab...
sit, do you say I have like... what's the word you use all the time?
I don't know what that would be.
Hygiene issues.
Hygiene issues. No, not at all. But I don't grab someone else's hat. Like,
it's all not sudden, disgusting.
Yeah,
here.
I don't put it on somebody else's hat.
Well, it was over
I think
there.
It was Farley.
Anyway, they're a well-rounded team. Yeah.
Huskers 41-14, the
Jeez.
Record. They're the 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. They will play Friday against unknown opponent at this point at 5 o'clock in Omaha. That's going to be fun.
Friday at 5 p.m., downtown at Schwab.
At the
Field.
Schwab.
And it's going to be raucous.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
I'm seeing tickets were flying for that.
Yep.
They need to be. And then you got two. I mean, imagine this, though. You got the. We are into this Big Ten baseball. And then we've got softball simultaneously.
Same time. Yeah.
And both of these are happening in the same state, our state.
So softball's at 4 p.m. Friday, and the baseball's at 5.
Wow.
It's going to be. Where do you go? Where do you go if you're a Husker
I
fan?
Don't know. Either way is good.
That could be if you win game one, that could get you to the World Series with a win on Friday over here.
Yes.
Right. If they win Thursday.
Yeah.
Whew.
Tough decisions.
A lot of stuff going on.
A lot of support. You got to be somewhere. Husker fans, you got to show up to one of these. If you're not going to baseball, go to softball. If you're not going to softball, go to baseball.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'm not sure which one I'm going to. I plan on being in attendance at one of them.
The TV will cover the baseball tournament.
Yes.
BTN will be all over it, right?
Yeah, so ESPN2 for both softball games and Game 3 if it happens. And then, of course, BTN for the Big Ten tournament.
Thank you. Bob has chimed in. Bob runs all of power in Nebraska. He runs all
electricity. That's a big role.
Yeah.
That's a big title.
Bob runs all electricity and all power in Nebraska. So he was on top of this storm very closely when you were in charge of all power. And this is just out on East O, and he had 2 inches of rain this morning.
Jeez.
And then he had 3.5 here, so 5.5 on East O.
Jeez.
In the last
Wait a second.
Couple
East
days.
O.
In the last couple of days, East O. It's like you're heading to Eagle, basically. You're heading.
Isn't
to
it
Eagle.
Interesting how spotty it is? Like you get different readings at different places.
Isn't it nice to have people listening to the show that run all the electricity in the state? Everything that goes through Bob has
Thank
to
you.
Sign off.
Thank you,
on.
Bob.
If you want to get a new, so So a new outlet put in. Bob has to sign off on it. That's a big deal.
He's a busy guy, then.
That's a lot.
He's never slowing
down.
Think about that day.
Thanks to Bob. Thanks to Greg for chiming in.
Yes.
It wasn't the baseball wasn't unwatchable.
You couldn't find on BTN
really
Plus.
Taken aback by your comments.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day next on Early Break on the Ticket.